Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Sabaches, where we just brought the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon in the din of Nisa Tablet Gam. In the din of Nisa Tablet Gam, whether or not there is a din of Nisa Tablet Gam, and what the mucker for the whole din of Nisa Tablet Gam is. Why Reb Shimon holds the Nisa Tabla Begam is mutter, and like he dashes it from Leisechel Kol Nevela, we had the Kasha, Leisechel, he learns it from Leisechel Kol Nevela, and that says that it's not right for human consumption. Why the did is that when it comes to Nisa Tam, it's not that it renders it that it's not right for human consumption. Even if it doesn't provide some kind of positive flavor, it's like that also. It's also that it's nice and tall of God. And that's one of the reasons the Raifit holds that in order to be considered nice and tall of God, it has to be inedible. And most of we don't hold like that. The Kabbalah, all the Rishayim don't hold like that. And since they don't hold like that, it must be, the way the Rod explains it, the difference is between the din of Nisa Tablet Begam, where it's merely tam, as opposed to where you're talking about the chefza itself. When you're talking about the food, and like we explained it yesterday, the reason where the food is going to be mutter, the food is mutter where it's no longer edible for human consumption. On the other hand, when we talk about tam, as long as it doesn't provide something positive, there is no issur of tam. Even though it has nothing to do with its right for human consumption, the chiddush of tam does not apply. Also, a din, like we said yesterday, the din of nisa tablet gam and the lumdus of it, why it is like that, you have to come on to the din of bittel, you don't come on to the din bittel. The Ard Rishayin and Taisus brings in a daf samach vav that according to those Rishayin, in those places where the Isser will be, Aser B'mashahu, let's say by Chabetz, if there's a din that if the Chabetz is Aser B'mashahu, there is no Bittel, that Memela means that there's not going to be a Heter of Nisa Tadlim Gam. Pashas, you would say, what? It's one thing I do with the other. It has nothing to do with it. But we say, like yesterday, why it does have to do with it. And that there are not Rishayim behold because of its nice time to be gone, it doesn't have a Shem Tam at all without the din of Bittel. And there are those that are not like that. Taisus brings in a Daf Samach Vav, the Tzad, that we should say like that. The Nafkamina will be the Gabe Chometz, whether or not by Chometz, where Yai Nesach, but it's going to be that it's Asim B'mashahu, whether or not there's going to be a din, a nice time to be gone. Here we have, again, we have the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, and what according to Rav Shimon, the din is he learned out the whole din from the Leisechel Kol Nevela, and he tied his that Srucha Beikara, let Srucha Beyuta, because that's already Afra B'Albahu, and therefore Rav Meir, who holds Leisechel Tavlam Gavis Osir, will Zetzai the Pasuk only where the whole thing was never right in the first place for Achila, namely, let's say the behemoth that you're coming to eat from its flesh after it became a nevela. The behemoth was never right. It was a mukashkin. It was a diseased behemoth. And Amarula, we're holding it's Habach Pes, Machlaikis, Yehishbiach, Olimpsaik Poga. Machlaikis, when we have Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, whether Nisa Tadlam Gam is Usar or Mutter is where originally there was a Shvach and then it be Spoken. Ava Pogam Bekar, let's say it was originally Nifgam when the Tab came. Everybody holds over there, including Reb Meir, Divriyako Mutter. Eisvei Reb Chaga Le'ula. We have a case here, the Ayin Shenapa Le'seich Hadashin. If the wine fell onto lentils, the chaymet shenafa l'seich greasin, but we have vinegar that fell into beans, usher, Reb Shimon Mater. So here we have Reb Shimon is Mater, and Rebbeir Asers. So Frank Marahocha, the Pagah Beikara, who Lechaira, it's a case of Pagah Beikara, and in light of what we just got finished saying, where it's Pagah Beikara, even Rebbeir is Matarit. Well, Pligid, here we see that they argue Rebbeir Asers, even though it was a case of Pagah Beikara. He didn't know what they were saying. And Fufta Kabaisev, he's asking a kasha on it. He didn't even realize what they were saying and asking a kasha from here. It's not shver at all from here because there's a difference whether or not the grisim, the beans, were cold or hot. If they're cold and then vinegar falls on them, then the metzias is that it's nice and tough to shvach, it's shvach. Then afterwards, when you go and you heat it up, it's a pogam. Here we're talking, and then v'hersichim, and that therefore there is a case where it's very appropriate to machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon. Because over there, it's not Sikabishi Shviach Lubsai Pagam. In the case where it only became Hirsiach, afterwards, it became Pogum after originally it was Shvacha. Therefore, in that case, and only in that case, does Rebeir Aser, Nisatap Lubagam, and therefore he holds its Aser there. This is the way Ula said it. Rabbi Yechonin Omar. Rabbi Yechonin came and explained the machlekes Rebbeir and Reb Shimon, the Pagan Meikara machlekes, where there is an original pagab, let's say, for example, the vinegar fell into hot greasing. Never was it went to cold greasing, it fell into hot greasing. And therefore you shouldn't use the word even. But over there, Reb Meir holds that it's awesome. And according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. In that case, you buy a little. What about him? We're saying here. We're saying it fell into hot grease where it was pugum. And there, Reb Shimon is mater, and Reb Meir asers. What about the other extreme? In light of Reb Yechonin. Going to wait, Reb Yechonin learns, he buy a little. The Pagan may cover Machlaikis. I will be Shmiach Lipsai Pogam. What should we say according to Reb Shimon, according to this? What will happen? Pogam Dibri Akol Aser. Maybe even Reb Shimon Asers in this case where it was cold beans. I will be Shmiach Lipsai Pogam Dibri Akol Aser. Maybe cold beans, maybe even Reb Shimon would Aser. Oh, Dilma, maybe Machlaikis take. Maybe. It's not like that. When Rabbi Yechonin is according to Rabbi Yechonin, when Rabbi Shimon is matir, he's matir in all cases, even in the case where was he shmiach l'mesayt paga. And Amar Abraham Efsher Isa l'hadar Rabbi Yechonin. Could it be that we have the shita of Rabbi Yechonin, and that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue by a case of paga beikara v'lo tanya l'mesayt basanisim? And it shouldn't be befavorish in the Mishnah that this Shita, like Pogam, and we didn't learn it in the Mishnah. We learned that he went and the Snan, and he found Novak Dakvi Ashkaf the Snan. We learned the following. Rashi Aliha tells us that, Isol and Rav Yechonin, the Muki Plutayu, but Pagan Meikara, should there not be a remez? Even in a Mishnah that we should not learn it, that Rabbi Yechonin did, we have a Gvaldik Echidish in Rabbi Yechonin, that according to Rabbi Meir, what will happen? According to Rabbi Meir, he's going to ask her even where it's Pogam Meikara. We don't find a Rebbes to that anywhere. And the Gemara says that we do find a Rebbes, a Ryan, that in the case of Pogam Meikara, Rebbe Meir does Aser. Where do we find that? Of course, we're going to have a riot to that. We're going to have a problem, according to Ulu. That's if we, let's say we would have a riot for the Mishnah that Rebbe Meir Asers, even by a case where it was Pogum Meikara. we are, we know that before we even begin, we're going to have to say something over here. What would Ula do with that? But let's see what it says. It's not Tzor Shel Kula and Shadafa L'Seicha Isa. We have yeast, Tzor Shel Kula. All right, Tzor Shel Kula that fell into an Isa, fell into a dough. So far, now that it enhances it. But then, of course, the more it's in it, the worse it gets. Comes not right at all for Achila. The Yesh Bokadei Lahachmetz, and it has enough of a shear to be machmetz to make the whole dough sour, to make the whole dough into chametz. The chmitza. And it did it. The achakach daf al sar shel truma. Afterwards, sar shel truma fell into it, by sar shel kilei akera. Something which is usser. Now, for shteitzach, before, what was it? Sar shel chula, shnava l'secha, l'secha l'isa. It was sar shel chula, and it fell into regular dough. So what? Everything is mutter. But then afterwards, sar shel truma or kilei akera came in. When they go in, the Yeshua, it's G'day L'Hachmetz, and also it's enough by itself to make it usher. The did is, it's usher. Now, when that goes in, what is the effect that it has on the Isa? The Isa does not need that for a Shvacha. The only thing that it does is it exacerbates the whole process, and it makes the Isa not right to be used. It's not right for Achila even more. This sa'ar itself is not, even something that's really lachila at all. And here it makes it worse, originally. Reb Shimon Mater. Now, Reb Shimon is Mater.
Rebbe, what does that mean? It's going to accelerate the process?
It accelerates the whole process, the whole chemical reaction.
Is that true?
The whole chemical reaction that takes place with sa'ar, it accelerates the whole thing.
Is that really true?
It's usher the Tanikam beholds Reb Shimon Batir. You know, I should pause here for just a minute or two. When we talk about Sa'ar in general, you know, it's not really Lachila. We have a very basic problem whenever we talk about Sa'ar. At the worst that it is, we have a Pasuk even. On the one hand, we have a din that a person that eats sa'ar will come on Pesach is chayv karas. On the other hand, we know that it's mutter on Pesach to eat chametz shleka derech achila. Right? It's befeirish, because it's befeirish. We have the Gemara, it's based on the Gemara of Pesachim. Tosfos of Pesachim speaks it out like that. If a person will eat, for that matter,
anything.
The Gemara said we had to be very beginning of Aser Chasapayel over here. Place in memory brought the Gemara's in Kedushin. A person will be Mekadish and Isha on Pesach with comets. So you'll say, what? It's inconceivable, such a thing. No. Tyson and Pesach, like going to the Tyson, let's say he would give me Mekadish her. And he would say, I'm hereby mekadesh you, this $100 big commodity of chametz. It's normally worth $100. You can't eat it on Pesach, but you can eat it like a derech achila. The value is, of course, no longer $100, but it is $2. I'm mekadesh you with the $2 shavyas of this commodity, which normally would be worth $100. She says, I'm maskim. To be Mekudeshes with $2. Taisei Kedushin holds that that works. The great Taisei Kedushin holds that that works. You can have such a thing. But Lemaisa, if a person will eat Sa'ar, he's eating it Shaleka Derech Achila. You can eat Chomet Shaleka Derech Achila. So over here, what does it mean? It's got Eilach Lo'aksimoran, Gobel Mizeh. How can you have a person that's going to be chayav karis for eating sa'ar, the lav, sa'ar, like matzah b'vateichen? The person not allowed to eat sa'ar on Pesach, And if he does, he's chayav karis. And the neshima achas, you're telling me that a person's allowed to eat chametz or pesach shalek and derech achila. How could that be? What does this mean? Correct. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. So that's what we're asking. That's the question. So or is never roi lachila. So how can you tell me if you eat it, you're chayav karis by chametz or pesach, if it's not roi lachila? And you if you tell me that there's no din by chametz, that there's some tur shalek and achila, maybe lives like wasim chalim. Maybe lives like kili akarim, that there's no din of shalek and derech achila. But it's not like that. The din is that if a person will eat, let's say a person will take a piece of bread on Pesach, and he'll douse it with an excessive amount of salt. He ate a slice of bread. Now, nobody eats bread like that where it's so much salt on it. It's repulsive. But he'll eat it. That's how he eats it. He's not a chayef. He can do that. He ate it. Nobody eats bread like he ate the piece of bread. He takes a piece of bread. He makes a nice piece of toast. Puts some butter on the toast. Valdik. And he puts an excessive amount of salt on it. The din is on Pesach. He's not chayef. Did he do anything wrong? No. He derives at least. He's not chayav karis for that. That's sar. Sar is the same thing. And now you're telling me that sar is chayav karis. How do you deal with this? What? Yeah, but then it's hard. Yeah, but then that should be a binyan. That should be a binyan av. That should be the whole din of shalek and derech achila. You see, you don't need it. The chazayinish learns. The chazayinish. The Chazanish is Ibid on this, Hilchos Pesach, by the way. He learns that it's speaking about a case where he used it as part of a salad. In a chanami, if a person will take a plate, big clump of se'ar, and he'll eat it. He's not going to be chayav for that. But if he uses it in a way where he enhances the achila of something else, where it's not to the detriment of the thing, then he's going to be chayav karis for that. Let's say he puts it as part of a salad. Now, you have a salad, there are all kinds of other macholim in it, vegetables, whatever it is, he's in there. And then he goes and he gives it some body, with sa'ar. And he happens to eat a kizayis of that sa'ar in a way where that people normally would eat. He would never eat it by itself. But they eat it together with that. That's a way for him to be able to modify the achila of the sar if it happens to be gezayis. It's going to be chayav karis. That's the chazanish. If we don't learn like the chazanish, we really have problems. Why? Well, how can it be that's going to be such a thing? Over here, in a regular case of sar, it's not really lachil even. Over here, when that's certainly nice and tam. We're doing over here. It's nice and tam lebgam. Who eats sar? You can't eat sar. But that new thing, we have a new thing now, a new fad. Sourdough. But that's not the Babish thing. That's the starter, right. That's the starter. But you can never, you can't eat that. But so we're saying over here, so it's nice and tall of God. So the Gemara over here says, the karahu, in light of the fact, in light of the fact that the Gemara says, we have over here, this is the case, where Truma or Kili HaKarim comes in and exacerbates and accelerates it. And therefore, what happens? It becomes, it's a case now where it's Pekimit, L'Kathila, when the Yisr goes into it. And Avol Bikain, we have the Machlaikas or Bayard Reb Shimon. And in light of the way Ula said, everybody agrees to hear it's good. From over here, L'chayr, we have a raya from here. And therefore, from anything we have a raya over here, we have a raya for the Mishnah, exactly like Rabbi Yechanan. From Rabbi Zera, it's no raya. Shaini Isa. Isa is different. Even though it is, Mitzad Echad, if you're going to eat it, Havada, it's nice to tell the Gab. But the reason why it's going to be usher over here is because there's another facet that we have to consider whether something is Lepigab or for Shvach. There's a quality and an a gvaldik ishvach that takes place when the se'ar becomes mixed in, even though it accelerates the whole process. What is that? It can start serve, like you said, it can serve like a starter. You have over here, it comes sourdough, comes isa. You would never want to eat it by itself, but you can use it to make other things become chametz. That gives it a quality of being considered a chashav thing. It's not like the case of Edaroy Laguerre, where it's, what are you going to do with it? It's decrepit. You got to throw it into the garbage. You would never throw this into a garbage. This is a very chashav commodity. This is the thing. If you want to make other things become chametz, you would use it like yeast. It's a chashav thing of yeast. It's right. This does not have a din of lipigam. And therefore, even if you don't have, therefore from here, it would not be a riot to the din of Rabbi Yechonin, that Rabbi Meir Asers, even where it's Bokot Meikara. And Toshim Asar, Shel Truma, Vishel Chulin, Shel Naflu, L'Soicha, Isa. Now, Sar, Shel Truma, Vishel Chulin, that fell into a dough. You had a dough, and now there's Sar and Chulin that fell into a dough. Each one by itself has the ability to be mechametz, to make it into yeast, to make a chametz, which means renters, it's not roi v'achil. And together, they don't make it together, they make it into chametz. V'chitzu. The din is usher. And Rav Shimon Mater. And here Rav Shimon is matter. Nafal shel truma tchila. Let's say the one of truma fell in first. Now, the divrei hakol aser, there, even according to Rav Shimon, it's aser. Nafal shel chulin, v'achakav nafal shel truma. Now we have the other category. Nafal shel chulin, and then afterwards, the truma one fell in. Or kill Karim, where the Yisr came in afterwards, I shall kill Karim. Aser, there it's Aser. Reb Shimon Mater, there Reb Shimon is Mater. When that comes in, when the Yisr comes in, what is the effect of what it does? It's us spike him, it doesn't know anything positive for it. Bahacha, the Paga Meikara, Uplingi. Now, L'chayr, about what we say. But so therefore it's a riot to us, to the din of Rabbi Yechonin, that the din is that the case where it's put, where it was Ponga Meikara, that there's a Machloikis and over there Rabbi Meir Asers. What do you mean? Maybe it's a Milo here. Maybe this is not a case of Ponga. Maybe it's a case because Reil Chabeh Moisa Sacheris, we just got finished saying, Sa'ar is different than a regular case. Unless it's out of God. Maybe you'll say over here also, can Reb Zera? Maybe you'll say the same thing as Reb Zera just got finished told us. Reb Zera just said it before. Six lines up. Of Reb Zera, Shaini Isa, Hoyo, Riel, Chabea, Mo, Isa, Sacheris. Therefore, you don't look like that as Tablet Gam. You look at it as a Dovish of Shvach. You can use it to enhance other things, to make other things rise, to make it rise and make it into melechem, into pas, to chitema achidami. What are you going to say? Get a rabzeira. And therefore, from here, you don't have a riot. That pogat meikara, like rabbeir, applies even, right, even where it was pogat meikara, toshibai, achidami. All right, very good, but we have a riot then. Misefa. What does it say? Hayayin shenafal l'seich hadashim. Yayin that fell onto beans. B'chaymetz shenafal l'seich grisin. Or you have vinegar that fell onto beans. Midnayin that fell onto hadashim. And chaymetz that fell onto beans. Awesome, Reb Shimon Matir. Now what happens here? Oh, well, we know what. In order, is this tablet begab originally? Depends. Right, we know. It depends if it's cold or hot. If we're assuming. The pogah be kara. Whereas Boga Meikar, assuming what? That's hot. Uplegit Chitayma, when are you going to say, okay, now we're going to shut it like Yula or the Rav Chaga? Yishishbiach, or the Messiah, Pogam. Maybe we could learn. It's not a case like that. Maybe it's not a case like that. Maybe it was a case of Yishbiach because it was called beads. In a Chidami. When you bring a Raya. Uplegit Yishishbiach, or the Messiah, Pogam. But what will happen? Are they going to be arguing, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? In that case of Kishi Hishbiach, Elipsoif Pogam, Foktani, we learned Nafal Shel Truma Tchila. We learned that, what did we just got finished saying? We did there various, cases that we had. We learned Nafal Shel Truma Tchila, Dibi Akal Asa. Why is that true? Nafal Shel Truma Tchila is, it's there for the purpose of being mashpiach. You leave it too long, it's going to ruin it. But for the time being, it's mashpiach. It's there to be mashpiach. So why are we here? Should it be mutter? Right? It's going to be usher. Why should it be usher? If you're going to tell me that afterwards where it became, it's going to be mutter. Elalav shvamina. It must be the case before. Say the case of Lav Shvamina, that what is the case before that we're matter? The Pogam made Kara Machlaikis Shvamina. We're talking about the case before which was Pogam made Kara, but the case before where we talked about a Truma came in, then it's different. Kedishbiach, we said before, I'm being clinging, Kedishbiach, I'm saying Pogam, I'm Tani Nafal Shel Truma Tchila. Everybody holds over there, it's usher. So it must be that over there, because it was Hushbach, Yishbiach Lepsoif Pogam. Over there, well, in that case, even Reb Meir, even Reb Shimon, would say that it's usher. So what is the case that Reb Shimon is talking about over here? Only where it's Pogam Meikara. Shmavina. Therefore, that's the machlokes that we have. That'll be the remez, that according to Reb Yechonah, that'll be the machlokes that we have. You know, it's an interesting thing. You know, I'm not asking it as a kasha, but it is an observation that we have to bamek. First of all, we're not talking over here. Nobody over here is bringing in the factor of Zemza Gairam. What? Correct. Tosfos brings it, does bamek at the top of Tosfos. But that Taisa says the reason why we don't bring it in is because that only applies for Makai where each one by itself is not enough Kedei Lahachmas.
We had it before.
Yeah, the Bentes. We had, yeah. But just the bringing it out over here. That when we, over here, it's not going to be Nageya, the Ted of Zev Zagayram. Zev Zagayram is only the Makam where each one by itself, the Gairam is not enough to make it happen. Remember, when we're saying the Truma fell in, the Kilei Akara fell in, the Chulin fell in, each one by itself is enough Kedei Lahachmetz. Therefore, Israel. But the thing that I wanted to bring out over here is, I'm not asking it as Akasha. When we talk about the din of Zev Zagayram, this is not like the case. I mean, in Svari, you might think it's the opposite of what we have by Shnayim Shasu. Let's say you have two people doing a malacha on Shabbos. Each one by himself cannot do it. They're both picking up something to be taken from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim, and it's very heavy. Neither one of them could pick it up by himself. It weighs too much. The only way they can do it is only where they're sharing the load. In that case, they're both chayav on Shabbos. You attribute it to each one. Both of them are chayav for doing the malacha. Let's say they pick up a light chair. Chair, anybody can pick up a chair. But what do? They pick up together the chair, shnayim shasu. In that case, this one could do it by himself. The other one could do it by himself. But they go and they do it together. In that case, they're both putter. Which means, if it's not If it's Zeh Eino Yochol, but Zeh Eino Yochol, they're Chayiv. You attribute it to both. If it's Zeh Yochol, but Zeh Yochol, you don't attribute it to anybody. They're all Potter. What did we say over here about the Din of Zeh Zeh Gair? Wait. Again, I'm not taking the kind of, I'm going to leave Aryeh saying to let him have the Hanab say it. But what about over here? So what are we saying over here? You have Zeh Zeh Gair. If they both cannot do it, then over there it's mutter. Because there's no Zeh Zeh Gair. We don't attribute to anybody. The exact opposite of what we say by a malacha. If it's Zeh Gair, where each one can do it, it's Kedei Lahachmitz. But each one's responsible. Why over there do we say each one is responsible, and where it's Eino Yochol Eino Yochol, nobody's responsible? When it comes to the Malacha, it's the exact opposite. Aryeh, what do you want to say? Okay, he's not answering anything. There's our closer. I could have said that also. Come on.
It's not the Sayyeh.
It's the Sayyeh because each one could do it by himself. No, but so then we both pick up a chair on Shabbos. Wait. And we both pick up a chair. No. Let's say it applies not only by Shabbos. No. Let's say not only by Shabbos. Let's assume it's not a Shabbos thing. Let's assume it's not apply only by Shabbos, Shtayim Shasu. The Yisraelis of what we're saying will apply by Yeshvatei Chutz, but other Dinim also are not where Malachas Machshavas things. We can have that in mind. So that itself would not be a reason. If you say it's only by Shabbos, want to, but then, but it's not. You see from Rishonim that it does not apply only by Shabbos. Yes, but again, but the Yisoid of what we say in Basaisa, Yachin Shasa, the Dinim that we have are learned out, not by Shabbos. These are Dinim that are learned out in Kol HaTayim by Achiv Chatos. You're not Chayim Chatos by Vamakai where you're doing something that somebody else would be able to do it with you if you could do it by yourself and I could do it by myself. In a Chanabi. If you're doing it with me, and you can't, and I can't do it by myself, together we're chayiv, we're both chayiv. And the smara of it, it's the exact opposite of what we're saying by the Dinim of Zeh Zeh Gair. Why is it like that? So Aryeh saying this is Shabbos, not only by Shabbos, not only didn't like that. That applies by other things as well. What are we saying, for example, over here? If the Tsar Shel Truma can do it by itself, then you're able to be chayiv. Then that's going to be usher. Even though without the Truma, the same thing would have happened. Kulin. If the Truma itself would not be able to do it by itself, and the Kulin would also, together, if it's able to work, then in that case, it's not going to be usher. Because he can't attribute it solely to the Truma. Even though without the Truma it wouldn't happen. Just like without me, it would not have happened that I to go and carry this thing out. So in the theory and the thought process of how this is working, when do you say that without me it wouldn't happen, and without, when do you say without me, it depends whether or not it would happen?
Because by Shabbos or
whatever,
the Maisa Aveira was done by two people over here.
It
didn't start
with being two. It's between a Maisa Aveira. He's saying what? It's a Maisa Aveira that's done with two people, and you're not Chayav, and if each one by itself could do it, you can't attribute it to anyone in particular, because without him it would be done anyway. Without him it would be done anyway. Who's going to be Chayav to take out the chair? Without you, it would have happened anyway, because I would have done it. What do you mean, Machayev me? Without me, it would have happened anyway. That's what I call the Maisaver. Masha'in came. When it comes, let's say, from being Machabed something, to make it a Dover Shel Osir because you attribute it to the Kilei Akarim. All right. I hear the chiluk. I hear the chiluk. I don't know whether it's machalik or not. But all right. But I can hear the chiluk, but I don't know if it's machalik. You know, but it's an interesting observation over here. The us have to bear it in mind of what the dinim are. In the thought process, it's somewhat different than what we're used to thinking.
Rabbi, who discusses this?
What?
Who discusses this so we can look it up?
Who discusses it?
Yeah,
good question. I discuss it. I don't know.
I ain't know. Is there no?
It's just my own ruminations. We discuss this and there. It's just ruminating, you know.
I understand. But is there anyone who gives a good answer? What about Shchutei Chutz? All those times we have Psukim.
Yeah. Quotes. Same thing. Yeah, by Shchutei Chutz. Like we have the Ritvahs, you know.
Ritvah, Kedushin, right.
Gemara said in Tzvachim.
Shchutei Chamalem.
Shechet Vabayla, the Gemara says, you know, the things that we spoke about in our Shechet Vabayla.
Right, there are many instances like this.
Somebody specific
provides a good answer for this. It's a very important question.
Now, so the Gemara that says, Hani plus a bavi diktadi. Lovely. We have different examples over here. Three cases that we had, even though we really had four, but let's say, Bishleim, Bavit, the Sefer, Kabash Malon. All right, but Paige Mehi, Kara Machlaikis. All right, we have a Machlaikis, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon, where the original, he got their original mix, we call it the mix. The mix is there to be Paige. Because they killed Yakarim, the Chumba was there. And there we have a Machlaikis. Matthias Adami, Hishpiach, Lemsai, Pogab, Divri Akal Aser. There's a Chiddush over there also. In the Matthias, where Hishpiach, Lemsai, Pogab, according to this, everybody would hold, including Rav Shimon, that it would be Aser in light of this. Ella, Resha, Lamali. The Chiddush of the Resha, the case of Truma, see the Rashi, Resha, the Truma, Ashbechei, Bahari, Sa'ar, the Chulin. In the case of the Truma, being Mashpiach, together with Chulin. The Resha, Mahadar, Pogba, and then afterwards, it was Paikabit, Tarvaya, Mivai. So the Gemara says, so there the Gemara is why both of them, there, that's where the Gemara wants to know. What is the point?
Cases they fell together.
When they came together, the loka bashbach klau, when it was no shvach at all, as a result of the kilayim. Also, the rabbanan aser, not like from Shimon, but the rabbanan aser even over there. Resha, the kol bashbach. And the ratio with the Kilayim, the Truma, where Mashbiach it, Mivai Avad is going to be Aser. So what's the point of telling me that case? And the ratio, the cases where it was Mashbiach. I'm going to buy a ratio, the Reb Shimon eats the ratio. The Chiddush is the ratio according to Reb Shimon, who is Matirit by the case where it was Pogame Kara. The chiddush of the Resha is that it's mut, according that it's also according to him. This is what the Rabbanan say to Reb Shimon. Isa zura uyila hachbetz b'shtei shows. This is what it does. This is what the Rabbanan say to Reb Shimon. In other words, the case of the Resha. What is the case of the Resha? Where the Truba, the Kiliyah Karim, was instrumental in making a chametz. And then, so it was Hushbach, and then it became worse. So here it's Alachi coming there, Rabbanu the Rav Shimon. Isas Uriel Hachmetz Mishnei shows. It's right to do it in 2 hours. 2 hours, let's say Chulin. It was really that. When is it going to become Chaimetz? When is it going to become Sa'ar in 2 hours? Me garam la shetachus b'shah achas. What was garam that should become chametz in 1 hour? What accelerated it? It accelerated the whole process. Wouldn't be for this, it would take 2 hours. Now it happened. Happened took 1 hour. What was it? Now that you put Chilei Akar of Truma into it, it accelerated the whole process. What was Gairam that? Mi Gairam la Shetachmes b'shoa achas Isser. And that's what comes to Rabbanit, and the Rabbanit said because of that reason it has to be Yosser. Rav Shimon has Kishe Hishpichu, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon, Kishe Hishpichu, when you're looking at it for Shvach, Shneyim Hishpichu. Both of them play a role in the Shvach. And Memela, also Kishe Pogbo, when it becomes a Pagam, Shneyim Pogbo. The same thing happens. You look at both of them together because they both are working in tandem, both to making the shvach and both for making it begam. See the Rashi that we have here. Migarab lo shetachmitz b'shoa achas iser. What's gairam? The iser. V'nitza sheishpichol umso pogam. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold this case. It's Shvach, and then Pogam. Uva ahi, kabaitis la diaser. And you, Reb Shimon, would be minded to us in that case, that it's Osir. And that he says, no, Shneim, when that happens, Shneim ishbichu, lohu iser levado ishbichu. The iser itself doesn't do that, everything does it. And therefore, and what happens? So they're really both working together. They're both working together. So what happens? When they're both working together, therefore, k'sheishbichu shneim ishbichu, and k'shepogbo shneim pogbo. And therefore what? So it's not the Kilei Akarim that was pogame. It's not the Truma that was pogame. It's either one. You can't attribute it then. So then you can't attribute it to therefore you can't attribute it to the Isser. That's not a chetza, a pure unadulterated Isser. So what is it? It's going to be mutter. Rav Shimon, litzar of heter, v'yisser, v'hani adodi, the litzar. So something Gemara, according to Rav Shimon, why don't you say, well, because we learned, v'litzar, see here in the Rashi, v'litzar, Why don't you say that over here that let that be mitzaref, because we find the Reb Shimon litzaref heter v'yisser b'hani adoni v'litzar. Why don't we say that enchadami they should be able to be mitzaref let it also. Reb Shimon litami diabar the reason is the hafilu iser v'yisser nami lo mitzarefi. Reb Shimon has a chiddush. Even if you have two different shemis of Isser, for example, the snad ha'ar lo v'kili akar and mitzarfin, they're mitzarif, let's say they both fall into a pot, where each one, there's a shear of bittel, by itself. Ha'ar lo v'kili akar and by mitzarfin, Reb Shimon Eimer a mitzarfin. He holds that they're not mitzarif. See, let's see, let's say they both fall in together to less than 200. There is 200 to be mevatel, the Arla. There is 200 to be mevatel, the Kilei Akarim. It's not 400. Let's say it's 200. 200 can be mevatel, Kilei Akarim. 200 can be mevatel, Arla. But let's say Arla and Kilei Akarim both fall in. You'll need 400. You need 400. Fine. So it's a bit starif, but not according to Reb Shimon. Here it says, Reb Shimon, the starif heter v'yisr b'hani adodi, the litzar, because Reb Shimon l'tameh, he says, the afilu isr v'yisr nami lo mitzarfi. Who holds our l'kelekar mitzarfin according to the Tanakhama? But Reb Shimon oimer, aim mitzarfin. And if you hold its aim mitzdarfin by yisr v'yisr, by the heter, you're not going to say the same thing either. It's not going to be a case of hushbach, and then afterwards it's pogam, where he would be mitzdarfin. Because if they're going to be both together, working together, you don't use it, you're not going to use the tziruf. And to say, that the Isser itself is going to be the thing that makes it good to be Goyer of the Isser. You don't deal with the Isser, you don't deal with the Isser together with the Yom to make it Osser. Not the Isser. Belitzar, there we say, it's a ha'arla, v'kili ha'karim, comes from Rashi, and he says, im naflu shneim, v'pachas v'yemasayim. So the Gemara tells us over there, therefore, if we say over there, this is Rav Shimon Latame, who holds that filu iser, the iser is not below mitzdarfi, therefore over here, they're not going to be mitzdarf to make it also because of this reason. Ahu achbara d'nafala chavisa d'shikra. And keep it as the hetshuk to this. Now, so wait. So what happens over here now? Where is the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir? Remember, we had this machlekes between Ula and Rav Yeshua. Ula holds where it's Poga Beikara. Even Rav Meir agrees that it's mutter. Rav Shimon holds. Even Rav Meir agrees with her. Reb Shimon and Reb Meir are arguing only in a case where it's Ishbiach from Sev Poga. Reb Yechanin holds, no, Ishbiach from Sev Poga, even Reb Shimon is going to answer. And where is the Machloikis? Only where it's Poga, Mekara. Ahu Achbra, the Nachman Chavisa, the Shikra. You have a mouse. The mouse fell into a barrel of beer. Asrei Rav Lahu Shikra and Rav Asrei. Now, what happened over here? It's cold. So the Tais says that speaking over here, where it was there for 24 hours, where it was kovush. Let's say it's not a mouse, a cold mouse fell dead mouse. Doesn't make a difference really. All right, let's say yeah, make you happy. Must make a difference if it's a cold mouse, if it's a dead mouse or it's a live mouse. Shaul's mother, Rechai, is able to be pilot. If you have a dumber chai, a living thing, and it falls into a hot soup, whether it's able to answer or not, of course. Let's say you have a live mouse that fell into a hot pot of soup. Is it nice and Tom? Or it's only if it's a dead mouse. What?
I shouldn't have a mice and use the very issue of a dead mouse to chomp. The
problem is only where it's a dead mouse. A live mouse would not be a problem. It's a big machlokes it is. It's right from the Gemara and Gittin. Well, we'll leave it for the time being. It's a big shell up for Yitzchak with whether or not a Davar Chai is pilot or Davar Chai is not pilot. Rav Ruderman once asked me to bring a raya, whether it's a pilot or whether it's not.
Okay,
I'd rather say, okay. He wants to ask me a raya from a Gemara Gittin on Daf Mem He. It says that the daughters of Rav Nachman, they were involved in kishuv. They put their hands into a hot pot of water. So why don't they do that? Bal Chai should be pilot. From there it's a raya, by Slay said it's not pilot. All right.
He was
Yeah, well, that's a raya that he wanted. No, if I brought the raya, but he said there is a pre-Yitzchak, and others go on this also. But the mice over here, what happened? Ahu achbra d'nafal chavisa d'shikra, and he answered it. We're talking over here, of course, if it's mamish cold, then it would be. Tzai says we're talking about it's kovush. It was there, let's say, for 24 hours. Amro Rav Adikamayta Rav Sheshes, Neva Kosova, Nisan Talib Gaham Asr. Does it enhance the flavor of the soup? The fact that it has the flavor of a mouse?
The beer.
I mean, of the beer? Think it enhances the flavor? No, it depends what kind of a culture you're from, I guess. It's going to be how sensitive you are. What, I'll be here with you. What?
Called
what?
It's roadkill. That's the later dead animals on the side of the road or
Yeah. I'm a little Rav Sheshes, Bialba, Summer, Rav, let's tell them to come butter. Normally, Abad, he holds, why did he answer it? Over here, maybe it's a chiddush by a mouse. The hamimis bayis, because really this is repugnant, repulsive. The bedili inchevi day, and people will stay away from it. They're disgusted by it. The afilu alchei asri rachmana, and afal pikein, the Torah answered it, even though it's a something that nobody would ever even have a havamina to eat. And afal pikein, the Torah answered it. It must be that the Torah looked at it as if it would be a positive thing. Therefore, even though this is didn't nice of gam, but it's nice of gam, it's going to be also out of chiddush haTorah. If that's the case, you're telling me over here it's a separate thing, doesn't have the rules of everything else. So let it be metabe, whether it's lach v'yomesh, whether it's a dried out mouse, or whether it has a moisture to it. I love it tonight, betabit lachame, betabit yavashin. If we're saying it's a special Kiddush HaTorah, well, the time may, I think about it, Elamai, you're saying, anything that's a Kiddush HaTorah, there you're going to tell me it still has to conform with the regular guidelines. Well, the time may, shikva zera, the tame lach v'yavesh, in light of the way you want to come out saying, Sheikh Vasera also should be Bitabe. Lach and Yavesh. Allah Tran, why shouldn't we say Bitabid Lachab and Bitabid Yaveshim? Why is that? If you're saying that, it means Bitabid Lachab and Bitabid Yaveshim. That's why over here it's going to be the same thing. Elamayis Lach Lebeimar, because why is it Sheikh Vasera Barachbada Baruya Lahazriya? Achidami Babaisa Barachbada Bamein Kain Maisa. The reason why over here it's going to be Metabe only, but it's last, is because of the Pusik that tells us that it is like this. Not because it's a Sabbat Mechidish HaTorah that's going to apply by all cases. Yeah. Tuba is a different thing. But as far as this goes, maybe it's a Mechidish HaTorah that is going to be us, or even if it's Mechidish HaTorah. Baskar Rav Shimi Be'ardai. I mean, mice, is it really repugnant? Well, why lost Shulchan Malachim? Yeah.
I guess once upon a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. Yeah. Al Shulchan Malachim. I don't think Trump would appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it.
They don't sell it at McDonald's.
Yeah, they don't sell it at McDonald's. You know, McDonald's, the place will be closed the next day. Well, why lost Shulchan Malachim? Amar Rav Shimi Ben Ardai Lakashi. Depends two different types of mice. Depends on types of mice. One is a field mouse. One is a city mouse. Now you're saying that one refers to a squirrel, huh? Yeah. So it makes enough kabina. Whether or not it is or not. Amarava Hilchasa, the din is nice and time with the gab is mutter. The din is nice and tall with the gabbis mutter, the achbara, the shikra, as far as a mouse, in beer, layadada, I don't know, my time with the rab, I don't know the reason why rab asked. E mishum, is it the reason because he holds shit the kasamar, it's nice and tall with the gabbasar? Is it that maybe he holds, not like the way I'm saying. Maybe he holds nice to the gabbis asher, but let's yell the sakabah saying the din b'meil is not like him, because we all nice to talk to the gabbis mutter. Even shub the gassava, nice to talk to the gab mutter. Yachra b'shikra, shmukshi b'ashmach. Maybe the reason is because it's not nice to talk to the gab. We don't know the reason exactly why it is like this.
Things change, yeah.
Ibailu, Nafala Gaichal Kala. Right. Let's say the mouse falls in. Let's say the mouse falls in. We'll have to, what case this is. But Nafala Gaichal, we'll take your passions. Nafala Gaichal flows into his vinegar. Now, vinegar is very strong. If it fell into beer, then it can make enough kabita. Fills into beer, it might be mashbiya. Maybe it's not mashbiya. Maybe it'll be poigim. goes into vinegar, the acidic value, the quality that there is in the vinegar, is able to have an effect on the tom, that it will really be mevapel the tom, because of the acidic, the acid that's there in the vinegar. You won't even notice that something is there. It's so strong, the vinegar. So maybe it renders the whole thing superfluous over there, the fact that there's vinegar there. Can't even be margish that there was anything, that there was any kind of a tom of the achbar. Nafa l'gaychamer abai. Umar le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Hava Uda be Rav Kahana v'osar. Rav Sarav Kahana, he answered it. Umar le from him, he don't have a rahya. Ahuay martuti amartit. The reason why he answered it is because there were pieces. If it's merely tam, we don't have a raya. Maybe the tam was completely negated. The reason why I'm here is because there are pieces. Rashi over here comes and tells us, imartute imartet, lechatichas dakis ketanis. It was broken into small pieces. What?
Grated it down. Grated up.
They graded it, yeah. The chatiras dakis ketanis, the sherets and the sherets is the isur bekadasha tumasa. The sherets, the isur is to eat it. It's even a kadasha like the tuba. Mechashina marchay shdilma boleya chaticha sherets mehariyachibetz. Maybe what he's doing is he's going to be eating stuff that's be'en together with the chaybetz. That's the reason it's usur.
But they said it's strained.
It's not even strainable. They wouldn't even be able to strain it. And therefore, that's the reason over there it's also. Now, what there is, Rashi tells us over here, you see, Rav Kimenger, still sue the Gemara and Yavamis. We have a Machlekes there in Yavamis, whether the din of the Tuma, which is Bekadasha, whether that has a reason that they think that the Yisrachil is Kadasha or not. Over there, We have to be Mayan and Tysus over there, Rashi and Tysus and Yavobis, whether or not the Yisrachil is going to be a Kadasha also, the Rashi says here, or it's a Kezias. Tysus learns that the Yisrachil is going to be a Kezias. We have to see there what this is. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up over here tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.